ducky, as the man would say.
Aw, shucky ducky was a way for me to say I am thrilled to be here. Why not just say that?
Herman Cain.
Herman Cain.
Solutions for a better America.
This is your host, Herman Cain. Thank you for joining us, because you know we're going to tell you the truth and we're going to give you the facts, because we want you to be inspired and informed to help make this a better United States of America. Thank you for joining us. America is getting better, despite what you hear from some of the anti-America folk. Three big things you need to know. One, oil. President Trump just signed an order to allow oil drilling in nearly all U.S. waters. Dan Calabrese, my colleague, wrote a commentary that explains it, as well as to show you the actual language as to what he's saying that they can do. You know, the previous administration, under President Obama, issued an order to not allow offshore drilling. Well, President Trump is reversing that. And according to Mr. Zinke, Interior Secretary, quote, "We are going to become the strongest energy superpower on the planet," end quote. It's called energy dominance, folks. Here is the national security implications of this. I know some people are concerned that that could be another mishap or explosion and mess up one of our pristine beaches. That risk always exists. But in terms of national security, I stated during the presidential race when I ran, the best way to deal with Iran and Russia and China was what I call the choke strategy. The more energy independent we become, and in this case, the Interior Secretary Zinke is saying we want energy dominance, the more we do not depend upon foreign oil, the more we strangle their economies. That's what this is about. Now, I'm not overly concerned that the oil companies are going to be reckless with this new ability to do things, because responsible businesses try not to repeat the mistakes or the mishaps of the past. Democrats and President Obama didn't understand this. Anytime there was a mishap, they used it as a reason to punish an entire industry. And I would assure you that the first question in every board meeting of every oil exploration company is going to be, how are you going to assure we don't have a mishap like the ones that have happened before? So I'm not overly concerned. Energy dominance. It's going to be not only an economic boon for America, and oh yes, oil prices and gas prices may come down, but it's also going to be an enhancement of our national security strategy. You needed to know about the oil drilling in nearly all U.S. waters. Number two, tax cuts. Well, we played for you yesterday, Senator Elizabeth Warren, lamenting the fact that these tax cuts are not going to really benefit the American people, that they're really not going to benefit the employees. She was DFW, dead wrong. In addition to the impact of the positive tone from the top, the regulatory rollback, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, now the law of the land, the stock market set another record. In 2018's first week, that's the week we're in right now, y'all, the stock market clinched yet another record, 25,000 on the Dow Jones Industrial Index. That comes after the blue chip benchmark cleared 24,000 barely more than a month ago. It closed on Wednesday at 24,923, its latest record high after ending 2017 with a robust gain of more than 25%. Now, the naysayers, the TDS folk, Trump derangement syndrome folk, have already said it's just temporary and that the ordinary worker does not gain from that. There again, it's another lie. Stuart Varney mentioned this morning in one of his interviews that if you own a 401k or an IRA, you are way ahead. Why? 95 million people own a 401k or an IRA. That's nearly 100 million people. And if you go back and look at your 401k, Shannon B, if you go back and look at your IRA, you're going to see that it has probably appreciated at least 25% in the last year. That's real money, y'all. And if you're already retired, you had to roll it over from a 401k to an IRA anyway. And what that means is when you make that mandatory withdrawal in 2018, the taxes on it are going to be less. Why? Because of the latest Tax Cuts and Jobs legislation signed into law by President Trump. So that's the big thing you need to know, number two. Now, number three, the big thing you need to know. Uncle Sucker no more. What is he talking about? You know, this nation has been known for a long time as the nation with the nickname Uncle Sam. But sometimes when America gets taken for granted, the USA, that is, gets taken for granted, I call it Uncle Sucker instead of Uncle Sam. First, it was the United Nations. The United Nations decided to rescind a resolution. Rescind, not pass a new resolution about America's right to move its embassy to Jerusalem? No. They rescinded the one that was already there to try and send a message to President Trump that you can't do that. Oh, yes, he can. And he did. And President Trump and Nikki Haley said, "We will be watching." But they took it one step further. They not only were watching, they have now gone back and said, we're going to cut our funding to the United Nations by about 25%. Ooh! The United Nations didn't believe that there was a new sheriff in town. There is. And his name is President Donald J. Trump. And now Pakistan. You know, we've been sending money to Pakistan to help finance their security. But it turns out that they first, remember, they hid Osama bin Laden for years. They knew he was there. And now some of our own military people are being targeted and killed by some of the forces. So the United States does not believe, according to our commanders on the field, are not doing enough to protect our soldiers. In fact, some of them are being targeted. And so the Trump administration is saying, whoa, maybe we ought to stop sending all that money over there if it's not working. And of course, the Pakistanis are outraged. Yeah. Uncle Sucker no more. Next up, first, the United Nations. Now, Pakistan. Next up, the Palestinians. Yeah, the Palestinians who routinely bomb Israel, conduct suicide bombs of Israel routinely. Some of that money may be cut off. Relative to Pakistan, Heather Nauert says the administration is suspending security assistance to the Pakistan military, but did not say how much assistance was being suspended.
Until the Pakistani government takes decisive action against groups, including the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani Network, we consider them to be destabilizing the region and also targeting U.S. personnel. The United States will suspend that kind of security assistance to Pakistan.
Will suspend. No more Uncle Sucker. So in summary, the three big things you need to know, all. They made a decision that we are going to explore oil on the outer continental shelf. And guess what? We will achieve energy dominance. Number two, tax cuts. Yes, it is working. Listen to what President Trump had to say at a press conference and a video yesterday about the new tax reform bill.
The historic tax cut I signed into law just 2 weeks ago before Christmas is already delivering major economic gains.
And if you don't recognize those major economic gains, you must be living under a rock. Coming up, news nugget highlights. You're listening to The Herman Cain Show.
Credible, credible, experienced, engaging. Herman Cain, daily solutions for a better America.